episode of the DDM Show. This week we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff like ABCs and 1-2-3s and 6s. But you know, we'll see. But first, before we get into all that, let's talk about some of the crew we got here today, because we got the normal people, you know, the greatest people ever, the week-to-week ones, the loyal fam. What's up, Caleb? I see you over there nodding. What's up, dude? How you been?
It's another day in paradise. It's my birthday, so, you know, 1 year older. Shout out to the man, damn. 1 year closer to needing a double knee replacement. If there's ever anyone close to being a $6 million man, it's me. And it's mostly $6 million in back pay to medical bills for all the knee surgeries I need.
And for anyone curious, he is indeed too old to date Leonardo DiCaprio.
And that's Matt. What's up, man? I'm coming in with hot fire today. What's up? How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, Greg?
Not too bad. It's a sad fact. I think you just gave Caleb there.
Yeah, you know what? Someone's got to bring him down.
Someone's got to. Big old head. Ash, we don't see you because you don't have a camera because you're not cool enough. But how are you doing?
It's not that I'm not cool enough. It's just I look like a hot mess right now. So we're just going to tuck that under the rug. But I'm all right. Surviving. Mm-hmm.
That's all we can do sometimes. So, you know, before we get into everything that's going on so far, is there anything you guys have played or watched you want to talk about?
Yes. Per usual, playing through Pokemon Sword right now and slowly, like, getting through a building Pokedex, but I'm almost to the point where all of the Pokemon that I have left have to be evolved via trade. And, like, I've talked about this before. No one else is really playing Sword or Shield right now, so it's just I'm just kind of like holding on to them. I don't know what the hell I'm doing right now. It got to the point where I was just like, do I competitive battle in this right now? Like, it's getting that bad. But I might jump back into Arceus because I still
finish it.
Yes, because I still haven't beat that game nor completed the Pokedex. I remember I was talking to a friend of mine not too long ago, probably a couple weeks ago. And he was playing through Arceus recently, and get this, he had over 250 hours input to complete the Pokedex entries, okay? Before even starting the storyline.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. Say it one more time.
250 hours completing the Pokedex entries. Before
is this
even
the ninja from the photo wall?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It makes sense now.
Yes.
It makes sense now. All right. I've met this guy. Yeah. It makes sense now.
All right. Where people do weird things, I guess. Matt, so just playing Pokemon, that's all you done?
Greg, Matt, Ash, don't ever say anything about me playing Pokemon again. I'm not the only one out here. I'm not the only one anymore.
Yeah.
Please.
No.
Let me Pokemon breed in peace.
It wasn't about that. It was always about Skyrim and the ridiculous amount of time you spent on that game.
Oh, yeah.
5,287 hours and counting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we call a problem there, sir.
But besides that, random games of Smash Brothers, some people at work want to do a retro game night with 64 Smash Brothers on Halloween. So that's going to be tight. So I have to... you know, tighten up some of them dash cancels and up bees because people are going to have to learn today. But I also found out someone is deceivingly good and will hustle you for your money, so I got to watch out for him. Like, literally, I have a bulletin board. It's just like, watch out.
Wow, Deadpool. Ash, what about you? How you been? Or what you been playing?
So I have basically been immersed in No Man's Sky still, but I did play a somewhat new game, I guess. It's a couple of years old, but it was on Game Pass, and I was like, oh, this looks cool, so I'll pull it up. It's called Edge of Eternity. I don't know if you've seen it. It came out in, oh god, was it 2018, I think? Release date? Okay. It kind of has like a, I would say Final Fantasy meets, what's that other game? I can't think of the name of it. The one that you guys were talking about last time with the Gundams and things. I can't remember.
The Gundam? Edge of Eternity, that came out this year.
The initial release date was 2018.
Oh.
I'm pretty certain.
1959 on IMDb. Anyway, carry on. I'll look into it more.
Let's see. Let me pull it up. Hang on. Released for Windows in 21, PlayStation 4, 5, and Series X of February of this year.
Okay, so it is that game.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I like it. It's so far fairly easy to kind of pick up and put down. It's on PS5 and PS4, as well as Xbox and Series, as well as Nintendo Switch. So it's pretty much on any console, but it's pretty cool. It's interesting. It's turn-based, but it's also got open-world aspects, so we'll see how it goes. I've only played maybe 5 hours of it total.
Okay. Enjoying it so far, though, as you said, so.
So far, yeah.
Maybe now I'll open it.
It's taking a little while to get to, like, to really flesh out the storyline. That's kind of my only complaint so far, but the overall gameplay is pretty cool. Graphics are decent. The only major, like, visual thing that I would complain about is the speech in the game. The characters' mouths don't really move much. So that's the only downside. But it outside of that, it's pretty entertaining so far.
All right. Have you watched anything?
I did finally catch up on Rings of Power. I only have this past Friday's episode to watch. But I haven't started any of the Game of Thrones one, House of Dragon.
All right.
Yeah, that one. That Game of Thrones is stress. Is there?
I've watched both the Game of Thrones and I've watched all of the Lord of the Rings so far, and it's getting to the point where they're starting to like become one show in my memory. Like, it's hard to decipher some of the things because they're so similar in, like, their aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
But Ash, so you just saw the episode where they tried to escape?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, was that one scene where he threw the spear not the most horribly CGI trash you ever seen?
Yeah.
Or is it just me? Okay.
It was pretty bad.
Okay. Which is wild because the budget for...
Billions, with B.
With the B.
Billions.
But here's my thing. Game of Thrones, I think, has the highest budget on TV ever. 20 billion per episode?
What?
I think it came out to 220 billion for the season.
I'm going to have to fact check that. Hang on.
I might be wrong. It's probably a million. I think it's 20 million per episode.
Yeah.
That probably makes more sense because 20 billion per episode is nonsense.
What have you been playing, Caleb?
I have been meandering around the internet and trying to do things with friends, a.k.a. I've been playing the Call of Duty beta. I played it on PS5 during the open beta weekend. I played it during the exclusive window. That game is fun. I cannot believe that I stand before you today, ladies and gentlemen, proclaiming to the worldwide internet, on Al Gore's free internet, almost free internet, I like Call of Duty. I like this Call of Duty. I'm going full Vault Edition on this joint. I was thoroughly disappointed to find out, however, that they aren't putting out actual editions in a physical form whatsoever. Vault Edition is digital only.
Didn't you mean that? For a few years, though.
which tells you how long it's been since I bought a Call of Duty game.
Yeah, fair point.
Modern Warfare was the last Duty game I purchased. I've just been playing Warzone, and I play Warzone like once every 17 months. So rough out here for your boy. But this Modern Warfare game, gunplay is great. The new guns is great. The new battle modes is great. Third person mode, not for your boy. I love third and action adventure games. I love third person games. If anybody knows me, holla at your boy on the Xbox 360. When I couldn't spell right, Nightmare at 360. You know what I was playing? You know what I was playing. Game battles. Holla at me with the Golden Deagle on Rainbow Six Vegas 2. I was hunting yellow jackets for a partial living. I made enough money off of that to buy a Snickers bar. Holla at me. I'm nice at third person games. But this third person mode, nah, not for me. Nah, these kids are nuts. All that to be said, I have a lot of slander I need to delete about Call of Duty. This game is phenomenal. Out of all the maps that came out, I hated one map. Usually I hate all of them like one. I only disliked one map. All the guns are viable. You just need to know what like game mode you're playing and like your strategy. Like there's multiple strategies that are viable in multiple maps. Like I ran battle rifles, I ran assault rifles, I ran SMGs. I ran a double shotgun. Yes. Double shotgun. It's nuts, bro. It's actually... I thought I was playing Fortnite for a second. But with the scavenger perk and the... there's a scavenger perk that allows you to pick up guns or whatever. And then there's a hardline perk. And then there's another perk. I can't remember the name. But it's a particular class. You can have two main weapons. And at this particular map, I would like come around the corner, use my SMG, and then switch to a shotgun. And the shotguns in this game are brutally effective. If you hit, people die. If you're close enough and you shoot and you hit, they die. That's how shotguns are supposed to work.
But is it Gears of War 3 shotgun?
No, it's more like the Spetsnaz from Rainbow Six. It feels more like Rainbow Six shotgun. You can't just bat, 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 bat. You have to like come around the corner and like if they're close enough, you can just pull the trigger and they're gonna die. But like you typically want to aim because you get less bullet spread. But yeah, shotguns are gonna get, I think they're gonna get nerfed pretty quick because a lot of these kids are gonna slide, and they got rid of slide canceling. So a lot of what are people doing now is the bunny hop is already a thing. So prepare to be bunny.
Have some like Destiny slide shot shotguns, like D1 stuff.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah, expect a lot of slide shotguns to come around corners, like because I had a lot of fun with it. I can't speak highly enough of this particular team. I don't know about the rest of Activision. I don't know about the rest of the Call of Duty franchise, but this Call of Duty, A+. Off the beta.
So you're going to buy it or are you going to download it for free with the Xbox Game Pass?
I'm going to buy it on PlayStation 5 because that's where I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it on PC via Game Pass for free.
Okay. Fair.
Real quick. Hold on. Before you say anything, Greg.
Go ahead.
I just realized I'd be remiss if I did not say two things. You said horrible CGI. I got to admit something. I am watching the live action Winx show that they made on Netflix. I'm actually kind of enjoying it. CGI is terrible for the monsters.
Not gonna lie to you, it's kind of fire. Yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah, they managed to make it like kind of gory / thrillery, which I was like, I don't know how they're gonna pull this off, but they got me. So if anyone's interested in that, go ahead and check it out. But the thing I'd be remiss to not mention is finally got my pre-orders in for the new Pokemon game and for Crisis Core Reunion. So I'm looking forward to that. And I know, Caleb, you asked a question. I went PS5.
So did I. For now. I'll get both.
So I'll probably get you guys on PS5 then.
So anyway, so I did watch, as I said, Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones this week. Yeah, it is what it is. We kind of talked about it a little bit. I played some Horizon, the new one for PS5 on the iPad via screen shared play, whatever.
Remote play or whatever.
Oof. That is not the way. Like it's one of those things where I was like, ooh, I want to get a backbone. I don't see that working on the phone. It was choppy, laggy, extremely hard to see things. It was like, you remember playing like a game on PlayStation like 1 when it was 3D and you tried to go at an angle, but you only had 8 angles to go at, or 8 directions, but you needed to go like a 10th one between. That's what it was like. That's what moving was. It was bad. Cannot recommend. Played a lot of Splatoon. Getting, just wrecking people in Splatoon 3 still, so that's been tons of fun. But outside of that, that's it. So guys, let's talk about some stuff. Ash, you have some edumacations for us?
Well, first and foremost, to get back of the whole how much and what's the most expensive, currently Rings of Power is $58 million per episode, which is currently $465 million that's currently surpassing the $280 million of all the Lords of the Rings films combined. Yeah. So, next runner-up is actually Stranger Things with $30 million per episode, WandaVision at $25 million, and then House of the Dragon at $20
million. Jeez Louise, man. Throw me a portion of that. That's all I'm saying.
My stomach just started hurting.
$58 million per episode. That's the most expensive TV show so far.
And here's my thing.
When I grab a penny, I'd take a leave a penny jar. Everybody gets mad at me.
Yeah. And here's my thing. I saw a post about Jeff Bezos' son being like, don't F this up. Brother in Christ, if you are spending $58 million per episode, how is it
Jeff
possible?
Jeff Bezos is saying, don't mess this up.
Yeah. That's nuts. And you know what? That's still, what, $58 million? How many episodes? 10 episodes?
I think so. A lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's less than $1 billion. I know that, and so he all right.
Yeah. Anyway, but that's just what was put in the episodes, not everything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a lot.
So can we assume now that Amazon is deciding to take over the world? Now that they're buying everything from over-the-counter meds to spending $58 million on episodes of TV shows. Can we pray to get a good Lord of the Rings game that is not Middle Earth? Because Middle Earth was the last good Lord of the Rings game. Golem's
coming.
Golem is coming, but is that an Amazon exclusive? Is that like an Amazon Studios game?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't know if I want him.
Well, here's the thing, though. They have been doing what I thought Microsoft should have always been doing, taking their gargantuan purse and throwing it at developers. The problem is they're just not supporting the developers like long term. Because like New World had a lot of hype at the beginning. And then it, you know, fell off the proverbial clip that Wile E. Coyote keeps falling off of. So
I can only see it if Amazon was basically sponsoring them. But I mean, as a development team themselves, I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I mean, hopeful, but I feel like most thing Amazon does that's out of the norm is kind of like Google, where they're going to try it out, and if it works, they'll support it. If not, they're just going to abandon it. So, if this goes well, they might support it with a video game just to drive more awareness to it, but would it be good? Is it a cash grab game at that point, or a legit game?
Yeah.
I would want a good game. I would want them to follow this up with a... Do you remember the... I think it was the Two Kings game. Yeah.
You know, Caleb, I don't think in my life I've ever heard somebody say, I want a bad game. I'm just...
Here's my thing.
Just going to put that out there.
Goat Simulator.
Is it a bad game though?
Listen.
Horrendous game, accidental success.
Listen. Anyone that wished for Marvel's Avengers.
Killed him. Ew. Damn. All right, Ash. So you've educated us on movies. What about the RTX 369 damn she finds coming out?
So, GPUs. So as far as the common battle is between AMD and NVIDIA, NVIDIA is releasing their new RTX 40 series with the 4090 and the 4080. The 4080 has two different versions, the 16 gigabyte GDDR6 and the 12 gigabyte GDDR6. And then, of course, AMD's RDNA 3-based RX 7000 cards. So with the pandemic era GPUs and graphics cards craziness that has happened, the biggest thing between this is going to be NVIDIA's greed, honestly, with the prices. So with these two new cards that have been released, the big push is going to be for AMD because they're a lot more affordable with just about the same amount of power. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of how this plays out, because I don't know if any of you guys have been keeping up with the reseller market for most of these newer cards. It's pretty disgusting. So there was a leaker that was, while still being more expensive to produce the RDNA 2 cards, the new 3 cards are going to cost a lot less. And basically they're saying that the RX 7900 XT will cost more to produce than the Navi 21 card, but not by much. So I know that probably doesn't make much sense to you guys, but basically AMD is going to be the powerhouse, or at least projected powerhouse when it comes to building a computer. So yeah, if you want a new bombshell of a computer, it may be a lot easier and cheaper to find the AMD cards than it will be for the NVIDIA.
But isn't also like a big issue because, and yes, I did just switch classes midstream. Don't ask no questions. Isn't it also a big deal with these new 4 series that EVGA will not be producing them? Because EVGA was the go-to for graphics cards for gamers specifically, because they produced the highest performing at the most cost-effective access for video cards. And EVGA choosing not to produce due to, from what I understand, NVIDIA's greed, correct?
Yeah, well, NVIDIA has been under fire quite a bit recently for it. I don't know if you guys remember the hacker that hacked into NVIDIA and like released a whole bunch of information about their accounts and users and things like that, because they've essentially just constantly racking up prices or raising prices and essentially making it to where nobody could get a hold of anything. So a lot of these people that were using graphics card for Bitcoin mining and just all kinds of other stuff, it was very, very, very difficult for them to get a hold of, and it was just a whole ordeal. I mean, we're gonna know more, I think November 3rd, when the AMD's announcement will be, so we'll see more on what the RDNA 3 brings to the table. Right now, it's going to be more about the power consumption over the RX 7000 series, and pricing details that are going to be up in the air because they haven't really fully announced it yet. So it's kind of more just speculation, but hopefully we'll see AMD kind of make a bigger push and possibly surpass NVIDIA, considering the turmoil that NVIDIA has created for themselves with their greed, with their pricing, and with their exploitation of their makers, essentially.
I think this presents an opportunity, actually, not an opportunity, but like a barrier, an increased barrier to entry for newer gamers. Like if you are a 15-year-old and now you're trying to build your first PC build and mom and dad said you have a budget of $1,500, you're not getting a decent PC.
Right.
You're just not. So do you think this now, if possible, that same $1,500 you could get, and again, I know I'm extra bougie, let me live my life. I pay taxes in 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. You can spend that same $1,500 on a PS5 aftermarket and still have enough money for a gaming monitor if you wanted to play on a high-res.
Aftermarket.
Yeah.
You can find them in stores pretty frequently now. Yeah. Okay.
You can get a PS5 at retail, which they're running at, what, $599?
Give or take, yeah.
$400 or $500.
$400 or $500. Boom. If you have a $1,500, I'm telling you right now, you could buy an extra controller, a PS5, and the Sony in-zone monitor that's built specifically for PS5, and have a pretty sweet gaming setup. You spend $1,500 on a PC now, you might get a potato.
Hey, Caleb, I'm just saying, $389, you can have whatever PC setup you want.
Well, I mean, especially with a lot of new gamers and a lot of kids that are, you know, in high school going into college now, the biggest thing, especially for like where I work, the biggest thing I see is kids wanting to get into building their own PC, kids wanting to actually, you know, create their own rig. And NVIDIA, with their price points compared to that of AMD, has just made it just incredibly unreachable for most people who want the newest product. Not so much because of their capabilities, but more so because of their price point and how hard it is to find them.
So you keep saying price point. I'm sorry, I'm ignorant on this part. What is the current price point of the NVIDIA, oh my god, chips?
That depends on if you're talking about reseller value or not.
Retail. Let's just talk retail. If I were to walk in and get lucky and find one in the store.
Generally between $2,000 and $3,000.
I'm sorry. Did you say $2,000, $3,000?
Yep.
You said a car. You said like an old car. Okay, so what's like the projected price points potentially of these AMD cards that they're talking about?
That we don't know yet. Like I said, it's not going to be until November 3rd, I think. I'm pretty certain it's November 3rd. For their chips. But I would assume, just for the simple fact that the way that they're making things, it'll be less than the current 4090 price, which I think is set at $1,600. But when you take into account resellers and everything else, that puts it at that $2,000 to $3,000 price tag. It should be easier to attain.
Okay. That's not too bad, I guess.
Yeah, because the cards right now, I think, are marketed at $1,599. But from what I've been seeing, it's a lot harder to get them at that price tag.
Cool. Well, that's exciting. That'll make PCs cheaper and have better graphics, yeah?
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Better graphics. In the age of streaming, this is going to be... It's going to be more relevant, I think, for a lot of people who are streaming, because better graphics cards means smoother transitions, things like that. Computer can handle more overall, so
Sweet. All right, well, I look forward to hearing more awesome news about chips I don't understand. I'm not going to lie, Ash. That's why I like consoles. Like, just buy it, turn it home, and play. Yeah, so GTA 6.
And Diablo. And Diablo 4.
All right. Go ahead. I'll let you boys take this one because I'm sure you're all up on it more than I was.
Yeah. So I believe Greg coins this. He says this phrase quite a bit. It doesn't exist until it does. And at this point,
it exists.
GTA 6 exists because one beautiful morning, you wake up, it's almost fall, birds are chirping, maybe not chirping. Leaves are starting to change colors. You smell pumpkin spice in the air. And you hop on Twitter and you realize Rockstar is in a little more than a hissy fit because someone somewhere leaked very rough looking graphics of GTA 6.
Yeah. Same. I don't know how homeboy. They claim there will be legal action. This child will be working for the NSA.
That's the thing because it was 24 hours. It was 48 hours of them like, who is this? It's like, oh, we may have identified a suspect. Not just that, a 17-year-old in the UK.
He's 17.
Didn't he bribe them?
I think
wasn't
so.
It like a blackmail attempt.
I don't know if it started out as different. I don't know if it started out as a blackmail attempt, but we know he hacked into their servers and leaked, like, I don't even know if you could consider this like an alpha. Bro, this was just
the footage I saw was just like it was like explaining it to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It was a vertical like, slice of a vertical slice. This is a Omega build. This isn't even Alpha.
Yeah.
It was figures.
Like this is how the mechanics will work. It wasn't stick figures. It looked like GTA 5 to me, maybe a little worse.
Yeah.
It's basically the structure of it. From what I'm seeing online right now. Which I mean is kind of how most things start out in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know the internet doesn't have common sense. So the internet is saying, we gave you all these shark cards for you to put out Microsoft Paint 6.
Like, and maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's why we need to have less secrecy around video games and more, like, clarity. Like,
so here's the thing.
Upfront what's going on.
Well, because there's a delicate balance. We've talked about it before. There are plenty of times where Rockstar, notorious for this, they do this and it works for them more times than not. They say, hey, we got a game we're working on. Now we're just going to shut up. We're going to lock ourselves up and we're going to work on this game. You'll see it when you see it, right? And it works out for them. That's what they do. But at the same time, with a game like Grand Theft Auto, literally any of them, people are going to talk. They're going to be like, hey, like Greg, as someone who used to work at a brick and mortar that sells games, how many times were you having to entertain those questions or those assumptions? Right.
I'll talk about it. That game came out in 2013, September. I've been answering questions about GTA 6 since October 1st of 2013. Like, get out of here. PS4 wasn't even out yet, and I was already answering questions about GTA 6. Don't want to talk about it. No, what I'm saying, though, is
PTSD.
More gameplay footage of, like, early development like this as opposed to the beautiful vertical slices that we get, I feel would go a long way in showing, like, the trials and tribulations that a company has to go through to show off game. I think it also would show it would build a greater appreciation for it. It might help alleviate some of the whole
crunch.
You're a developer. I'm going to kill you. Make my game. You delayed it.
Yeah. Well, I think, I know you're absolutely right. I think being able to, I think like people in the tech space, the tech industry, it's building in public, right? People can see what's going on. They see how it's developing and what progress is going on. And a lot of people, even more indie studios or developers or publishers, do that because they don't have a lot of collateral or a lot of backing financially to just make these big marketing pushes. So they have to bring in people however they can, right? But at the same time, I fear that because as soon as big corporations start doing that, at what point does it become too saturated and then people are over it or they overkill the hype to where people are just like, okay, you either give this a game or I'm just like not doing that. Like you'll see people do that in the age of TikTok. You'll see people do that with like music and with marketing. Like they will beat to death anything.
I have a game that actually has done this to the exact degree that you're explaining. Star Citizen. So they have done this since they basically had the game in fledgling. They're now on Alpha 3.1 or 3.2, I can't remember. And this is a company slash game that has, you know, big names like Andy Serkis and Gary Oldman and Craig Fairbrass and things like that for some of their voice actors. But you have this giant timeline of the really, really bad stuff. And then just over time and getting better and better and better. But people are like, this game's never going to come out. I don't want to, you know, support it anymore. I'm tired of doing this, blah, 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 blah. And I feel like that's one of the biggest reasons most of the developers don't do that is because, like you were saying, you know, it just kind of just like, meh, I'm over it. You know, they don't have that air of, oh, my God, I can't wait to see the next thing.
But I feel like, look at the movie industry. I'm not saying you start touting it from like the get-go, like, hey, this is in development. We're working on Kingdom Hearts 3. We'll see you all in 13 years. Like, I'm not saying that you have a 13-year process of developing it, but you turn this into your PR. You're like, you would normally announce the game, what, a year out, 2 years out? Okay, so this is like at that point you have a basis of the game and you show these kinds of things off, so you're not just showing off like crappy looking game. I mean, yes, you have some games that's not going to work for. Look at Avengers, like we were talking about. That game was horrible when they were showing off the initial bootleg versions of the characters. They didn't get better.
Yeah.
And but I still think it'll go a long way.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm just thinking of how we think things should go and how they should be intended to go is always ruined by capitalism and execs that have no ear to the ground, right? And that's what I'm saying. It's they're going to want to taunt and flaunt everything they have every chance they get to show like the people that they're answering to are the people that they want to impress, which are their stakeholders, anyone who's like their board, whoever they're answering to. And it's like, hey, this thing's working. See all these people that are reacting to us on Twitter. And then, like, they show it one too many times. Or all of a sudden they get a viral backlash and they have to, oh, do we rethink everything we're doing? Do we trust the team? And then all of a sudden now they're caught in this spiral because they were
I get that happens already.
No, and you do. I'm just saying.
Halo Infinite. Like,
I'm just saying there would,
I don't know.
It would be cool. It'd be good. Right. And I think this kind of ties in with our demo conversation. Like if you just have more ways to get our hands on seeing these games and get excited about it, I would love that. But I think there'd also have to be like a mentality shift in the gaming industry right now in order to like, for that to be viable and for that to be successful and to not only get people excited about games, but to also bring in more and new gamers. Because I think ultimately, like that's what everyone wants, is like more people to play games with, more people to have friends to play games with.
100%. Anyway, GTA 6.
It exists. Long story short, thanks to a 17-year-old who was mourning his queen.
Oh, God.
Too soon.
Look, you leave Lizzie out of this.
Lizzie left life.
Sheesh.
Yeah, so this 17-year-old also managed to leak about an hour's worth of footage of Diablo 4. People are split over the content. Blizzard, Activision, is also torn about how to act about this, because what it did was not only reveal footage of the game, it showed the town, it showed world raids, it also showed pricing for their in-game market and their live store.
Oh no.
It actually isn't that bad. Where people are killing Blizzard is like, okay, so you're gonna have an in-game live market and a store where you could purchase consumables and customizable things, yet you're still also going to have a season pass for a game that people have to buy. And you can start to see the problem.
Holy crap.
They are triple dipping. They've gone from double dipping to triple dipping. This is a full $60, $70 game that will have some sort of season pass as well as an item store.
Okay, Kayla, let me just ask you this thing. Can you start the show off with nothing but highlights and compliments? Why is Call of Duty different?
Here's the thing about, like, I think the expectation with Call of Duty is, like, Call of Duty is, you can't, you could buy levels and you could buy your season pass and things. There's a skill gap for Call of Duty, right? Doesn't matter what guns you buy, you still get, like, if you walk into the wrong lobby, you're still going to get raffle stomped. Diablo, being a loot-driven game, it gives you a distinct advantage if you're able to buy certain items. And not to mention that Call of Duty, if you choose to buy the season pass, you actually can earn enough points within one season pass to continue essentially perpetually get season passes forever.
Mm-hmm.
From what it looks like right now, I don't think the Diablo 4 is going to offer coins to be able to purchase the next season pass, which is kind of the standard. But they've also said not all the information in this is final. There are things that are being tested. Some of it has already been removed, but it's not looking good as far as the monetization of this game. This game was going to be monetized as hell, and I think even some of the Microsoft people have been like, we understand this. We will talk more about it when it comes to time. We trust the Blizzard team to handle this in the way that they see fit. But people are not happy about the pricing structure of Diablo 4. And it sucks because I'm excited for that game. I was excited for that game. I'm going to buy that game. Am I buying a season pass? Nope. Won't do it. Can't do it. And I think this might be my final thought on gamers and how you spend your money, right? When you begin to invest, I think more people should be investing in your 401k and your stock. Start buying stock in these gaming companies so we gamers can actually become shareholders and stock in these companies. Because the people who are sit in on the shareholder meeting, they are people who run furniture stores in Saskatchewan, people who own oil companies in Saudi Arabia, people who own diamond companies in Africa.
The guy who took over Nintendo.
Hey, you said it, not me. So as gamers, if we're going to be using our money financially well and saving for our future and investing to do things, invest what you, like, you already spend your money. If you play Call of Duty, buy Activision stock. If you play GTA, buy Take-Two stock. We as gamers have to become involved in the conversation, because people who aren't gamers are dictating what gaming is. And it's not, and we just sit here and yell into the ether of Twitter. You can yell at Twitter all you want. It's clearly, unless you're a Kardashian, it's not going to do. So put your money where your mouth is. Either don't buy these games, or if you're going to continue to buy these games, also buy the stock so you can become a shareholder and not just like take stake in the game, but take stake in the shares and actually go to the shareholder meetings and express your dismay for the things that are actually going on. Until we start doing that, we're just going to continue to get raffle stomped into a. I personally own every single gaming company that I indulge with, very like micro amounts. Let me tell you, it's very small, fraction of a fraction. But every gaming company that I purchase, Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, I own some stock in. So I'm not telling you to do something that I'm not doing, and I'm only 31. So
too old for Leo.
Make of that what you will.
Today even.
I just turned 31. Just turned 30. I've been too old for Leo for about. Let me stop. I'm done.
All right. I don't want to step on that. I felt like that was a good point to end to the whole thing. So I think we're going to call on that one, guys. Everybody, we appreciate y'all listening to us. As always, come find us, follow us, hang out with us. You help us grow. We grow. You grow. I grow. We all grow. We're all big, happy family. Right, Ash? That's how it goes.
Yeah. Last part of that, I would say, is for those of you who are listening and use Spotify, we were aware of an issue, and we have since fixed said issue. So if you use Spotify as your common listening tool,
all episodes
it is now updated.
All are up. So we love you guys. Keep following us. Keep hanging out. We'll catch y'all next week. Have a good one.